Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for April 8th through the 14th. Spain secured their seventh European Championship with a dominant win over Sweden. They advanced to the WXV playoff with that win. England leads the Guinness Women's Six Nations standings, while Canada and USA announced their rosters for the Pacific Four Series. The 2024 Africa Cup offers a path to WXV and potentially the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup for teams from Africa. In club rugby, the Blues and Heidelberger claim titles with exciting Super W semifinals ahead. Saracens and Bristol Bears secured spots in the Allianz Cup final, while UL Bohemian and Railway Union prepare for the Nigeria AIL finals. Vancouver and the Blue Babes maintain their leads in the BC Premier and the Netherlands, respectively, as the USWPL kicks off on April 28th. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. In 15s news, Spain beat Sweden 53-0, and in the process, they won their seventh European Championship. With that win, Spain also qualifies for the WXV playoff against the sixth-ranked team from the Guinness Women's Six Nations, where the winner will compete in WXV in South Africa or the loser in WXV3 in Dubai. Round three of the Guinness Women's Six Nations saw wins by Ireland, England, and France. So you can see the standings up there. But really where it's getting interesting is at the bottom of the table. We talked a bit about WXV a second ago. So interesting there, Scotland and Wales. Who's going to get that wooden spoon? A couple more rounds to go before we figure that out. The 2024 Africa Cup is May 4th to 12th in Madagascar with teams from South Africa, Madagascar, Cameroon, and Kenya. The winner will qualify for WXV and has a shot at qualifying for the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup. Scrum Queens asked a good question on Twitter about a Division II for the Kenya Cup to capture a lot of those other countries that play there. No news on that yet, but Kenya is revamping their Super Series. It's been a men's format for a long time, but in May 2024, there'll be two women's teams that'll be part of the National Lioness Squad. They'll compete as the Eagles and the Jaguars, with winners determined by aggregate scores over two games. The Blues are Super Rugby Opoki champions for the first time after an improbable Herculean 24-18 victory over Chiefs Manawa at Eden Park. They came from behind in the second half to win. They were last year. This is just a wonderful Cinderella story. Congratulations to the Blues. The Super W semifinals are set with Fiji on Adrua hosting Western Force, while NSW Waratahs will host ACT Brumbies this weekend. The Black Pearls remain undefeated and at the top of the standings of the Uganda Nile Special Premiership League after 10 rounds. They're looking pretty unstoppable. Emily Lekuru of the Black Pearls has scored an astonishing 42 tries. They've still got some matches to go. Can she break 50? Can she do even more than that? And it looks like there might be a record on her hands. South Africa's Premier Division kicked off this past weekend as well. There were wins by Bulls Daisies, the defending champions, DHL Western Province, the Dames, and the Golden Lions. Brazil's 15 competition also started last weekend. It's their second year of existence, with wins by Sao Paulo Capital and Centro Oeste. Saracens and Bristol booked their places in the Allianz Cup final. It will be played on April 28th. Third place will be between Exeter and Gloucester Hartbury on the same day. Galwegians and Wicklow both closed out their Nigeria AIL campaign with the winning games, while the two finalists, UL Bohemian and Railway Union, posted their victories as well. Those two teams will play on the Nigeria AIL finals on April 28th at Aviva Stadium. Seven Sisters lead the Welsh Premiership, where they just defeated the reigning champions Pontyclun. Vancouver continues to lead the BC Prem with 25 points. West Shore, Capilano, Castaway, and Seattle follow. USA's Women's Premier League, or WPL, starts matches on April 27th. They will go through the end of August with semis on September 7th and finals on September 14th. Women's Elite Rugby was announced as a new professional league in the United States, set to launch in 2025. We're waiting more details on this, a very exciting development. That does it for this week. If you want to see all the details, check everything out on our website at ysrugby.com and follow us on all of your favorite social media platforms.